This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Odyssey.
Oh, yeah. Give up on the
I don't get
sound.
A... I'm not what?
Give you the hammer. Every single one, you're like, that's dumb. I'm like, damn it. Yeah, I'm trying so hard.
So, I, you know I'm not...
How's that? You want that one?
Nah, it sounds like a firecracker.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Because you haven't found the one yet. Look, okay. When I say this, I'm saying the sound is dumb, not you're dumb, right?
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it's my
I don't
work.
Need you being a big B like baby, like bold.
It's my work, you know, that I'm just saying is dumb.
It's not your
no,
work.
That's not, it's my effort here I'm trying. Do you want this or not? How about this?
No. Damn. Oh my God, you're crazy.
What do you mean?
Vinny, can you make the sound, please?
Actually, Bryn, can you sing the song I invented? I invented a theme song. Can you do that with auto-tune, maybe?
Odyssey, because we got a new name. It's
that's
really
not the song
cool.
I invented.
That's not the
name.
Odyssey.
What are you doing?
No? That wasn't good?
A-U-D.
Oh,
A-C-Y.
Yeah. You know, that's a rip-off, though. I don't know what you guys rip off the melody of something else.
Yeah.
I just want to.
Barney did it.
I don't want to take somebody else's melody. That's all.
Yeah, Disney might come for us.
Disney
well,
loves us.
When we when Disney comes Disney. For us, I want it to be to pick us up and take us there.
Take us to Alani.
Right.
That's
exactly.
That's
I don't
true.
Want no trouble from Disney. Yeah,
right,
I just
fine.
Want I want like a big Thor hammer. Like you know Thor's hammer doesn't land on something and go thonk ping. Yeah.
These are the sounds of Thor's hammers here is what
it's
I have.
It's not
pulled.
A ball peen hammer. It's the
that's
biggest.
That's like he hit a toilet and it flushed.
That's wicked awesome right there. Hold
no,
on.
It's not.
No, how come you guys don't think that's cool? It sounds super cool to me. No?
You know what? Go to
like...
audio from the movie Thor and get his
was...
hammer hitting something.
Yeah.
With electricity too. You can't beat that.
Oh,
it sounds wimpy.
Odyssey.
We really should have worked on this. You know what we'll do? We'll work on it after the show. We'll do a whole record, another whole show, and then we'll play that tomorrow.
Will that be the secret show?
We don't have to come in. No, that'll be air during the regular showtime.
Yay. Oh. Well, that's cool because Nikki wants a day off tomorrow anyway.
Right.
No, I'll be here. Don't
Thank
worry.
God.
Don't worry.
Okay.
We should see about that.
All right, trash me.
Or I'll be there.
All right, hold on. Let me do the actual sponsor. I think I said one word of the sponsor, and it was
you
Odyssey.
Did. You only said one word.
Okay.
Odyssey.
Oh, that was perfect. I should air check that.
Yeah, I'll get that. That was really good.
Go on, Sarah.
Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Odyssey. That's right. We're now part of a new brand called Odyssey. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere. It's all the same great content, just a different name. We're rounding it all up. So now there's not going to be 50 different things. It's just going to be Odyssey. Oh, every time I say it, like thunder rumbles. That's interesting.
Swinging the hammer. Getting ready, you know.
I do feel like we need a tagline, like better than ever.
Right.
Or
better than before.
In your ears.
Blows your mind.
I'm sorry, but that one sounds like he's hitting a toilet and the toilet flushes.
All right, let me affect this a little bit. You want some more like low end, right? Is that what you're looking for?
Here's what I want. I want the sound of a Thor hammer whistling through the air. And it thaws down.
I want you to sing the song I wrote for the company.
Sing the song you wrote.
And stop being so judgy about where I found the melody from. You
yeah,
two.
There's only so many notes.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break. Just do it, would you? God.
AUDACYRADI.
But he wants it with the auto tune on it. He wants it.
Okay.
Well, maybe we should call it Odyssey Mouse. MOU. Just okay, never mind. Let me. I still haven't gotten through this GD tag, guys. If you already had the radio.com app, it'll automatically update to Odyssey. So don't be confused. Like when you're looking for your radio.com app, like to listen to us or to whatever, just it's now it's an Odyssey. It's an orange logo. It's like a circle with a line, so it looks like an A. And if you don't already have the Odyssey app, get it. It's free, and there's tons, all everybody's podcasts and all the radio stations. Odyssey, it's like all in one place. Fantastic. The Academy, which is like the Motion Pictures Academy of Art or whatever the hell it is, the Oscars. They're already backing off their demand that nominees attend in person. A couple weeks ago when they did the nominations and announced, I think the show's April 25th. I get confirmation on that? Because people love the Oscars. So they said, we're doing a show and we are going to great lengths.
You are correct.
Okay, we're April 25th. So we're going to great lengths to keep everybody safe. We've spent money on personal protective stuff. But if you want to be on the show, if you, you know, to receive, we're not going to be taking anybody Zooming in for acceptance speeches. And you have to be there. We don't want any, we want this to be like the olden days. And everyone went, it's not the olden days anymore. And we're really upset about this. And the Academy went, okay. So it upset people who aren't comfortable traveling or being at functions with big groups of people or people who had to come in from other countries because that's where they were. No matter what the safety precautions are that the Academy promised, people were like, this is not reasonable. Maybe even in July they could have pulled this off. But in April, not everyone's going to be vaccinated. At least not yet, right? So there are a lot of international guests. COVID-19 variants are currently surging in Europe and in other places. And even if they did want to come, they're facing travel restrictions and strict quarantine requirements on both ends of the trip. So this is really impossible for many people. So the Academy says, okay. All the nominees have now been invited to a Zoom meeting today.
All the nominees. Hilarious.
And they'll be given updates about the show, including options to participate remotely. So it looks like it's going to be like all the other award shows, and there's going to be some stuff that'll be in person and some stuff that'll be on Zoom. And I appreciate that they wanted to do a real show, but honestly, I can't even believe they were taking such a stance on it.
The only way this stuff gets done is if you're flexible and you just roll with the times. Like that's how the football season got done. That's how all these big productions, they just have to figure it out. And the idea that you're going to be rigid and mm-hmm. set your demands in advance, that's just a joke. Like, okay, whatever.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Also, mm-hmm. of all the years to really take a stand on something, what were there, 4 movies last year? Like, let's not this
well,
year.
Well, and I don't know, I don't follow the online, you know, whisperings.
Yes.
But I'm going to guess that there are probably some obscure artists and maybe even some minority artists that are gonna shine this year, and they probably want to be there, but they also don't want to be sick,
right?
So you got to do what you can to get these people into their, let them have their moment, for crying out loud. This is as big as it gets, right?
Whether it's on Zoom or not.
We hear that these are the types of wins that set you up for a future career in
for
this
life.
Business.
Right. I have an Academy Award for fill in the blank.
Right.
Anyway, that's what's going on with the Academy. And you're right, Vin. That's, you know, why are you trying to crush people's moments? by making them jump through every hoop. I mean, honestly, they'd have to start now on their journey to the... They could actually make a film called How I Got to the Academy Awards and
right.
Back. What I had to do. The visa I had to obtain. How I got smuggled in. Anyway, the Academy's backing off of that. There is an Asian-American actress who is speaking up about the Benihana episode of The Office. So while I'm familiar with the show and I have seen several episodes, I'm not one of those people who's watched it repeatedly.
I know what episode they're talking about.
I was going to say, I think Nikki's the only one on this show who is like a diehard Office. You've seen every episode 5 times.
Sometimes I just have it on in the background.
Because wouldn't you?
Right? Well, because you don't have to pay attention to it, you know? When you already
watch
it.
Especially if you've already seen it 5 times.
Mm-hmm. That's how I am with Law and Order.
I've seen every single one,
and I can just put it on, and I feel good when Lenny Briscoe's around. Yeah. That's all.
Well, you know, someone's.
I'm really trying
to
catch the new episode with Elliot Stabler, the crossover one. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm trying to catch. But anyways,
are you guys still talking about Law and Order?
Yeah,
she's talking about SVU. But either way, it's
still a good show,
right?
Yeah. So Nikki is our in-house Office aficionado. So there isn't now, Bryn. You also said you did not remember this episode, correct?
No.
Okay.
So really
it's a Benihana Christmas episode of The Office, and it's Steve.
But I am ready for the Odyssey jingle if you want to try.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here you go.
AUDACYRADIO.
Yes! Nailed it!
How was that?
You package that and you send that to Bala Cynwyd immediately. It's perfect.
Sweet. All right, forget
you're a superstar.
Thor sound. Yeah. I'll give myself some claps.
Great job, Bryn. Great job. Yeah,
thanks, Vin.
Take the rest of the day off.
All right, I'm leaving.
Do not take the rest of the day off. Now, listen, send that to Michael
stayed.
Martin.
Look at that.
Send it to Michael Martin.
I gave him the day off. And
if I left, I'd be like,
Sarah
away
does
anywhere.
It in,
I'm right over
in
here.
In less than a second. All right. Well,
yeah, it's not. He's not going anywhere. He's at his house, Finn.
I do all have right. to go to the bathroom.
Take the day off. Oh, you know what? Go ahead.
Not cool.
Actually, you can't. I really want your input on this story.
Okay.
So here we go.
You got it.
Back to the Office. There's a thing called the Benihana Christmas episode. It's where Steve Carell and Ed Helms' characters flirt with 2 Asian waitresses at a Benihana, then bring 2 other Asian waitresses back to the office holiday party. And what it sounds like is they confuse 2 Asian waitresses for 2 other Asian waitresses. Am I crazy?
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah, they
all look the same.
Right.
Yeah, there's a line that Michael Scott says that, like, I forget exactly what he says, but basically, like, it doesn't matter. You can't tell them apart. Something like that.
So problematic.
Yeah.
There is a woman who, her name is Kat An, and she played one of those waitresses. And she says it was not a great experience. Surprise. At first, she was excited to be cast. She's cast on The Office. Mm-hmm. She just is happy to be there. And then as the day, she gets the script and they do their part, she's like, oh, I'm the butt of the joke. I'm the joke. She said, you're told to shut up and be grateful. Actors have no power until they become a star. And she opened up about it earlier this year saying, non-white actors often take racist roles because, quote, you got to pay your rent. Sometimes you just want to be able to get into the union. Sometimes you don't want your agent to drop you. But she says she does see things looking up for Asians in Hollywood thanks to the success of Minari, Crazy Rich Asians, Parasite. And so she feels like things are headed a positive direction. But this has been a tough year for Asians overall. We've heard a lot about this rise in anti-Asian violence. There was a piece in the Wall Street Journal that I read. I want to say this was maybe Friday of last week I saw this. There are Asian American groups now that are patrolling their neighborhoods to make sure that people are safe. So they're in a larger group and they're from all walks of life. And whatever it is they do for a living, they get together at night and they get out there and just, you know,
yeah,
not
some
doing
of my
like
old friends from the Tenderloin was they were doing that. And actually it would seem like trouble because they were on Facebook talking about it, packing, you know, weapons.
Oh, no.
But I can see the outrage because, you know, you're seeing the elderly Asian people getting, you know, tackled and, you know, dead, left for dead. And so it's just kind of getting crazy right now.
Yeah, they're saying volunteer groups are all across the U.S. This is happening to keep the people in their neighborhood safe.
You know, in general, I feel like Asians are typically kind of timid in that we don't typically speak up for ourselves as much, I think, especially from my generation or from my families.
Do you feel like that's immigrants here are more timid?
Mainly because of my immigrant background.
I see.
You know, like my parents, they always struggled with English, and so they always were afraid to voice themselves, and so maybe that came down on me too, where I don't really feel like I want to speak up for myself if I was a victim of something. You know what
that's
I mean?
Interesting, because I grew up with a lot of different Asian kids, so and I wouldn't have known it as South Korean at the time, but I had Korean friends and Vietnamese friends, and one of my friends, Tony, he was Chinese, I assume he's still alive, but he used to say to me about work ethic being completely different. Like he would say things to me in class like, "You don't even have your books," and I'd go, "Well, I know what was happening today." Like he was really like, I work my ass. I could never, my dad would kill me if I walked around as clueless as you do. And I'd be like, hey, I think I'm offended by that. But he was kind of trying to make a point that they have a completely different work ethic. And I don't know if that's because of their immigrant, you know, background or what, but I always saw that as just a totally different work ethic. Like they're in school to learn and do work.
Right.
And I never saw it as timid, but maybe that's, you know, maybe the two things are together. I don't know.
Right. Maybe trying to show your work, let your work speak for itself.
Right. That's what I'm wondering, because, you know, we've heard like the tiger mom thing where, you know, this is the expectation is this, and there's never any deviating from that. I don't know that. I think that's more of a cultural thing than an immigrant thing.
Well, from my perspective, I think, especially for my scenario, my dad and mom struggled getting here and fought against like pirates and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've talked about your dad's story many times. Your dad's story is profound, especially, look, on top of the journey, it was during the Vietnam War. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a great time to land in America who's currently fighting over there. Like, that's,
well, it was after that, wasn't it? Didn't the war end in 73?
When did they travel?
Yeah,
they left in 78. So it
was after. Well, still
it was
the
afterwards, but it was still pretty. Yeah.
The energy can't have been great.
No,
right, exactly. They were escaping, is what they say.
Right.
You know, we were escaping Vietnam. So,
Right. So you think that?
I think the work ethic is because, you know, for them it was life or death.
Right.
For me, I'm stuck in the middle because here I am, an American kid. But I still have their morals, you know,
and their expectations.
But I'm also like, you know, I want to live the American life, which is just kind of like looking for the relaxation part, you know.
Do you feel like you're timid?
Yeah,
to some extent. Like not to speak out to defend yourself or something?
I definitely grew up with racism, you know, and I was a Chinaman, you know, oftentimes when I was growing up, just because I was lumped in because that's the biggest country. I was always a Chinaman, and I was always in the beginning for a while, I was like, hey, I'm Vietnamese. And after a while, I'm like, cares. You know, it's like when I go to Starbucks and they go, Brian? I'm like, yep, that's me. I don't even care anymore. So it's like, I guess I'm not really trying to fight back, or you're just going with the flow in a sense, you know?
But now as there's some violence being directed your way.
It seems like people are becoming more active.
Well, they should.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you have a voice like anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's
right. Just gotta learn how to use it.
Well, it's just been, I mean, these stories have been just heartbreaking. And to hear, you know, like, I hate to hear that you grew up being called Chinaman. And just lumped in as sort of one of many and not
doesn't
your
even
own.
Doesn't hurt anymore.
Ugh.
It's fine. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the Wall Street Journal actually has a great article about this. They don't mention anything about these roving bands of protectors being armed. Because I can see where that would look really dangerous.
Would you walk around the Tenderloin in the middle of the night without some kind of weapon? Because
well,
I wouldn't.
The way this story reads is there's a large group. So they were implying that a larger group wouldn't need weapons. They're just there to help. But I wouldn't, Vinny. Hmm.
But back to the story, are the people who produced this episode, are they facing backlash? Is
I'm
there
not
trouble?
Seeing anything that... yet. She's just speaking out about it.
Oh, okay.
And
so that's
what
the jump
her experience,
off into the next. Got it.
Right.
Okay.
What her experience was with that. And it is official, as you probably have heard by now, Sharon Osbourne is no longer on the talk. They managed to wrangle it so that it seemed like it was her decision. She is, however, walking away with about $10 million minimum payout.
I cannot believe that.
She doesn't have to shut up about it either. She doesn't have a, they're saying, she's not only getting big bucks, she's free to speak out. This is according to Page Six, so who knows what's really happening here. Sharon will talk when she's ready. She still wants to give her side of the story. She's been on that show 11 years. She knows all the secrets. CBS announced that she quit the talk last Friday.
Knows all the secrets. What secrets could the talk possibly have?
Well,
get
just
out of here.
Wait until you hear what I said backstage. That's going to come out. It's going to come out. Little
secrets.
People. They won't like it. Anyway, there's that. What's coming up, Ben?
I'm going to divulge the secrets from the talk after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.